grocery store. Can't go to school.
Definitely.
Can't go anywhere, it seems, you know, and absolutely know deeply within yourself that you are safe in America.
That's crazy. That, I mean, you know, seeing kids get, you know.
Yeah, and these are children.
These are children.
Children that were
getting ready to enjoy
targeted.
Yeah, getting ready to enjoy their summer vacation. You know, I'm not in no good spirits right now. Just not. I'm sorry. I can't be. Mm-hmm. I can't be. I want to have a little fun show like I always do, but just can't.
Yeah.
Just can't. You know, we don't owe it to these kids for anything, but we owe it as a country to have, you know, safe schools and stuff.
Yeah.
This is crazy. We're going to talk more about this tragedy.
Well, we'll bring you some good music in the meantime. Try to lift your spirits.
We'll try to bring
music, even if it's sad music, it soothes you, you know? So we're going to put on some smooth, soothing something.
Yeah, we're going to throw some smooth music in there. We'll definitely throw some smooth music. But Black Sugar for Radio. Black Sugar Radio is definitely
a track. Yeah.
Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Get your stop. A freak, y'all. A freak, y'all. days of Adidas and hip-hop posters. Now I host with most of just to boast, to brag a bit about it, cause I can't live without it. Seen it on the streets when I was like 10. Expressions of the Latin and the young black man. The back spins, the backyards, we rap hard. The people that like jobs, now we black stars. Gift from God, they said we must be crazy. Now they saying Common, Nas, Jay, and Jay-Z. Leaders of tomorrow, follow the steps of Africans rapping in ghettos, making us wrestler. Yo, we bring the light, we do it tonight. Alicia Keys and Mos Def bring it right. We come down to bam and rock who I am. God says, yo, I'm with the fam, yo.
Leave it alone. You gotta love it or leave it alone. You gotta love it or leave it alone.
Say what?
You gotta love it or leave it alone.
How we doing?
You gotta love it or leave it alone.
At least
you gotta love it or leave it alone.
Say what?
You gotta love it or leave it alone. You gotta love it or leave it alone.
It out while I tell you like this. A fresh little story, be sure you don't miss. It's the truth for ya, truth feature. I could go on for days about this queen named Alicia. Walking down the block with brother Constance, comrade Constance. So what the heck, so I saw this fresh girl that you always saw before, and in my heart should be adored and control and never ignore. It's Aquarius love and highly secure. Daydreaming hard and really getting in and fantasizing my life for 1 or 2 minutes. And my man Constance just stopped and said, yo, stop frontin' and use your head. I said, yo, stop frontin' and use your heart. I said, yo, stop frontin' and use your stuff.
Leave it alone. You gotta love it, or 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 leave it alone. You gotta.
Streets, they call it mud.
Yeah. Young play the bugs and young bug. Two power now we didn't have one bug. It's in your handbag. You're not suck it in your backpack. It's my lucky your girlfriend. Some boy don't know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories. Those like that name Chuck Norris. Don't know the real hardcore. Sanders on the back too. The thugs them we do where them got. Shot you, don't make them spot you, unless you carry guns a lot too. I be a tough thing come at you when New York man stop laugh and block off traffic. Then we learn pop off and them start clapping. We dip in fire long and it a be trapping. Police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy and playboy rabbit. Some select a get trapped like a bad habit. And a bad post off if you don't have it. Rastafari stands alone.
Up in the streets,
they call it love.
Jamaica, Jamaica, yeah. Jamaica, Jamaica, yeah. Jamaica, Jamaica,
yeah. Shots,
morning, ladies and gentlemen. Common Sense, Most Def.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! It's Mick Jagger and Keith Richards!
Welcome to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, where you'll experience the complete rock and roll lifestyle without the lawsuits and STDs.
Woo! STDs!
MBR.
Talking about the tragedy, yes, and
everything's still unfolding. Yeah. You know, the count went up to 18 children dead in this tragic massacre.
Tragic massacre that happened in Texas. I think earlier today, still unfolding. Gather a whole lot of information. Still coming out today, we just noticed 18-year-old shooter, which also was died. So this is real tough to talk about. This is real tough. That's real. It's not something I wanted to talk about. You know, this is like I said, this is a fun show. Just didn't feel like it. Just, you know, after seeing this couple months, just don't feel like just to go out and just talk, even though it didn't happen in my state, it didn't happen in the city or where we located.
It just shouldn't happen. And, you know, usually when you're talking about mass shootings, it's like it's in a club or adult. This is children. This is almost 20 children now.
20.
Almost. We got 18 officially, you know, and they're still investigating. You know, a school is a big place.
It is.
With a lot of hiding spots.
It's crazy.
And if you're a kid running away from something as frightening as that, mm-hmm. you know, and you get caught, you might just get shoved in a filing cabinet.
You know, it's kind of weird because I was just thinking about my adolescence and everything. You know, how, you know, when I attended, you know, grade school, elementary school, we basically practice, you know, fire.
Yeah.
That was it. Fire drills.
I remember doing a couple tornado drills.
Yeah, and I was gonna say like a couple of tornado drills. Would tell you
we didn't do like I didn't do shooter. Any. You know, I only did like a couple active shooter drills, and it was only like maybe my senior year of high school. But outside of that, there was really nothing.
I never did an active shooter drill. Even in the military, I had some training, but like. I never, like, not even, especially in school, you had, like, active shooter drills. It's just, like, that's something that kids right now are going through, you know? Instead of telling you, don't hide during the fire, that's the first thing you do, hide. You know, stay away from windows. You know, do other things, you know? If the shooter comes in, throw something out. And they're doing these more often than fire drills. It's more likely that kids are going to die from
an active shooter than a fire.
That's sad. That's something not to be proud of.
Well, and you know, the reason why people don't die by fires as often is because there's prevention in place. And, you know, we need prevention.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. You know, like, there's fire sprinklers, fire alarms in schools to prevent this, you know.
I mean, there's information pamphlets for families. People practice drills in their own homes. Like,
there's tornado guys that go to, like, schools.
But, like, how do you answer the question, how do I prepare for an active shooter?
You know,
it's like, how do you prepare for something like that? You can't.
A lot of people say that, you know, for an active shooter or something like that, you know, give teachers guns. And that'd be the first, I think That's so stupid. Sorry. I just think you're gonna
put more guns in school.
No. I think my idea is make every school a remote police station during time. You know, have a couple of officers.
Ringo's clearly having it.
She is. Just make it like an active, like, you know, send two squad cars there that patrol the school. They don't do anything in the school grounds. They don't do anything above school grounds.
Yeah, well, you know, I remember there was always a officer stationed at my high school.
Right.
And I think there should be at least one officer stationed at every school.
I mean, that's a detail. That's a detail. For 8 hours, along with classes and sessions, there's an officer there. They have a room. If they see any of they're there strictly for security. They don't break up any fights, any unnecessary fights.
Yeah, but what it does is it creates a barrier, a prevention, because usually when these shootings happen, they go there before, they plan it out, and if you have a police that's patrolling and going different places and changing up his patrol, you can't plan something. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So if one thing, it would help try to persuade shooters not to shoot.
Yeah, a shooter is more unlikely to go if they know if it's a police officer present.
Yeah.
A state trooper. Or
that sheriff, they're not going to be able to carry out the amount of damage that they intend to.
Right.
They're going to, wait to a different day.
Wait, or just skip it all together.
Skip it all together.
I don't know. Like, I understand that, you know, with Buffalo or anything else, you know, you just can't help that. There's going to be crazy people everywhere.
Absolutely.
You just can't help it. But, there's, cooking slow, what else slow, I want to say? Schools should be one of those places that's sacred. Mm-hmm. Sacred ground.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially because, there are some students that, for them, home isn't the sacred ground, so school needs to be. And,
exactly.
You know, with these kind of incidents occurring, how does a kid seeing this on the news who's in that situation feel?
Exactly. You know, I mean, we're going close to our, you know, summer. Just right around the corner. Memorial Day weekend is coming up. I wanted to talk somewhat about that, but, this is Military Broadcast Radio. However, it's just crazy that you see this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see this on the news. And I know, like, a lot of people, you know, they see this, especially in the state of Texas, they see this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And their first reaction, an immediate reaction, is, let's protect our guns. It is. Okay. Let's protect our guns.
Let's protect our guns so we can prevent this from happening. Well, it didn't prevent anything. Having more guns didn't prevent anything. Yeah. There are so many guns in Texas. Did it stop anything?
Nothing.
No, it didn't.
It stopped. It happened in the home state where you were, you know, by a six shooter, you know, and some walking right in the story, you know.
And what people need to understand is the weapons that these shootings are being carried out with, they shoot at faster rates than what someone would need for, like, self-defense, you know? Like, right. You don't need to be able to let out that many rounds.
Yeah, I mean, truth be told, I am a gun enthusiast myself. I own several weapons, but I train them all the time. I think there should be some sort of, like, license. I've always said
this. Well, should be some, like, going, like, to the military. The DMV, like, you have this military experience, so you have been through evaluations, tests, and stuff. Yes. Whereas
they do that in the military,
and it's like
before they give you a gun.
Exactly, and it's like, shouldn't they, if they do that for the military, shouldn't they do that for every U.S. citizen?
I believe so. If you want to have the right to carry on, I say this to, you know, not to start a fuss or a rustle, just an argument, but we're never getting rid of our guns. I gave up on that argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's written into our Constitution.
Yeah.
The only thing that would take away our guns is if we amend the Constitution, which I don't see happening.
They're not going to
Ever.
The Constitution. We have the right to bear arms, and they're going to protect that Second Amendment too. I mean, and it's,
but there are things that we can do to protect our community, and get people who shouldn't have guns off the streets.
Yeah, we got to continue on with this. We're already 30 minutes into the show. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
We haven't really gotten to some music. Again, I don't even know if we're going to play a game today. I love to play a game with your mom here, but it's just not going to.
It's been a rough day.
Don't see it in the cards. We're going to get back to some music. We had a whole show planned out. You know, we're going to save it for next week. Hopefully, we can do that show. We're going to play some music. We'll be right back. Okay? Black Sugar Radio. Black Sugar Radio. Definitely. Okay.
Where else can I go? Upset. Look, I've been considering throwing a cherry to benefit, raising bread at the end of it, just keeping 100% of it. Them fans show up on my door when I tell them I'm innocent. Hope them fans don't figure me out, cause that would be the end of it. Look, I know all these moves might get me dope. I probably won't be Diddy, but man, this might get me close. Ay, look, this what I've been dreaming about for sure. But I think I might need something for my soul. And where else can I go? Water, leave the soul, looking for food. Yeah, it's done, that's what we do. So many sleepless nights, looking for words of life we like. Man, look at me grow, yeah, it can be slow. And it can be so difficult, got me thinking I go. But I know, all the mothers leave us in the cold. I don't wanna gain the world and lose my soul. So where else can I go? Thank you.
energy. I need your energy. This world is killing me. Light it up. If you feeling my feet, 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 I need your energy. High life, high life, high tide. Don't drown. Big breath. Take stealth, stay cool. When I'm down, that vibe, that's right. On top, that high, I fly, sky dive. High five, we won't die. See hope, see dry, see why. In my eyes, win big, win life. Take off, bye bye. No slip, black ice, they shoot, lip fly. Don't stop, must try. Energy, that's why I'm doing the most. In the middle of the road, I'm running the globe. I'm fighting for those that give everything to get back what they owe. So close, don't fold, live bright, live bold, kick back, get goals, light it up for yours. I need your energy, I need your energy. This world is killing me, light it up. If you feeling my feet, light it up. If you feeling my feet, light it up. This what they want, this what they need, did what we on. Took it worldwide and brought it back home, turn it on.
Energy.
Never been scared, always prepared, taking you there. You need to be here, heads in the air, yeah, yeah.
Energy.
Bossed up, flossed up, fly like a saucer, live in the moment. Get it, on it, live it, breathe it, zone it. No time to waste, no time to slow down when we out on the chase. Don't be pumping your brakes, when you coming from nothing, you do what it takes.
Doesn't need gunshots, man, still gotta stay focused. Ain't no sleep, stay awoken, gotta keep your eyes open.
When all of my energy gone, don't leave me out on my own. Don't leave me all on my own, light it up, light it up, light it up, light it up.
I need your energy. I need your energy. This world is killing me.
I am a god, you dull creature, and I will not be bullied by that.
Puny god.
Sugar Radio. Black Sugar Radio is in effect on the NBR. Getting better as a voice, the gate is better than a voice. And today I'm using my voice to talk about the mass shooting that happened in Olive. I'm sorry if I got that wrong. Olive, Texas.
At Robb Elementary School.
It was an elementary school. That's the most important part of it. It happened at an elementary school, first, second, and third graders. And they was recently, 18. Are now pronounced dead. Was still information.
18
still.
Children.
18 children.
We're getting mixed information. We've heard that three adults were killed, but now we're seeing that two adults were killed and saw a footage of an adult being helicoptered to hospital. So
yeah, they were saying that the shooter's grandmother was shot. The shooter shot his own grandmother. So, I know they're gonna twist this. This whole information, like a lot of people now, we're in a blame stage of this. Like we're trying to find out, the shooter's motive.
Yeah,
The shooter's.
Grief. It's when you grieve a tragedy, first thing you're gonna want to do is blame someone.
Yeah, this is blame. You know? We're in the blame.
We're past denial. We're like.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it doesn't even matter what the motive was. I mean, yeah, I want to know it, but not to a point of like 18 kids
I think that's the more important thing.
And you have also, like, the shooter kind of was a kid. Like, 18 years old.
But he was able to legally buy a weapon
in Texas. That's not okay.
Yeah, 18. As soon as 18th birthday came up, I'm buying a gun. And, you know, no... Like, I mean, of course there was a background check, but what background you have at 18?
At 18, you barely have lived.
Yeah, you know, I mean, did you take a gun safety class? Why do you need a gun? Yeah, like, immediately, why do you need a gun? Were you bullied? Are you, like, I think these are valid questions before purchasing a gun.
Like, why do you want a gun? Why do you need a gun? I feel like, these questions have to be answered first. And I mean, like, not in a form. Like, I feel like people need to sit in front of a psychologist.
Yeah, there should be definitely, like if there's a Department of Motor Vehicles for people.
Because you can lie on an application.
Yeah.
But it's harder to lie in front of a person.
Right. Let's take tests.
Well, yeah, let's put everybody on polygraphs. It's not that hard. It's like
I think that's kind of a little bit over, but
I don't even care if people if it saves people's lives. I don't think so.
I mean, it's a gun.
Why wouldn't it, like, if you really really need that gun, really want that gun, you're gonna take a polygraph for it. You know, like, I don't think it's overkill.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think it's overkill. Yeah, enough polygraphs in America just to. For people to purchase weapons, I mean, yeah, I'm all for that as well. But
also, polygraphs are cool.
Kind of nervous and stuff like that, you know.
I feel like if it was one of those things that we were exposed to early on, like, oh, how does a polygraph work? Like, I think it would be used more, utilized more like a tool.
You'll get people like, you know, to beat it and stuff like that. But
well, of course.
But I don't think. I don't know how to put it. Just like, there should be some way where we can analyze people who purchase weapons. And I'm, like I said, I'm a gun enthusiast myself. I own several, and I'm not gonna lie, I'll look in the future owning more in the future. However, I am very careful with my guns. I am very careful. I know when my life is in danger, when it's like completely. You know, unnecessary for me to use a gun.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And it's not, I'll tell you right now, it's not an often occurrence. It's not something mm-hmm. that I feel like it's often enough that I feel like I gotta carry a six shooter mm-hmm. on my side, like a Wild Wild West.
Right.
Or stuff like that. And I come from like a dangerous town myself, south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of gun violence.
I saw a lot of gun violence too, and it's preventable.
It's definitely preventable. It's definitely preventable. And I know some of the cases, some of the Congress people, especially the ones in Texas, say Ted Cruz, you put his name out there.
Yeah, Ted Cruz.
When the last gun violence happened, he was the main one saying, like, we're not doing anything to take the guns out of the bad people's hands. Okay, I get that. That's a good point. We're not doing nothing to take the guns out of bad people's hands. However, if you make it tougher, this kid bought a gun legally from the force we got. As soon as he turned 18, he bought everything legally.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
In his own state.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out there and did something tragic.
Yeah.
Off his own words.
Almost like uncomprehendable, really.
Uncomprehendable.
Shocking.
You want to introduce your mom? She's right here.
Yeah. So my mom has been visiting me from Rochester, New York, which is about a half hour outside of Buffalo. And I saw her walk over. I think she wants to.
Yeah, she wants to join this conversation.
Give her 2 cents. So why don't you say hello?
Hi. You know what I think about sometimes
in
this?
Say your name, by the way.
Yeah.
My name is Carlene.
Carlene, how you doing?
Hey. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I would do the applause, but again, the topic discussion. But go ahead.
You know, the conversation about this, like this, my heart is just broken. You know, I fear for people who have children. I don't know how they're going to do it these days, but to add to the conversation a little bit in a different way.
Okay.
We have privacy in medical concerns. We have federally protected health information that you and I can't get information about you. You can't get information about me.
Right.
And yet somehow, some way, we want to entertain the idea that a gun shop owner or a government agency can look into the mental health records of a person who wants to buy a gun and make a determination as to whether they can or cannot have it. Now, I don't know what the right answer is here. I don't know what the balance is here. I think the real conversation is providing more mental health care at much younger ages and prevention and treatment. Like, there's something going on with this young man, whatever whatever his situation is. That's always been the case in every situation that there's been issues. Some of them were alerted. Some of them were known, and yet people dropped the ball.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have privacy, so how do we find a balance?
Unfortunately, like, a lot of the people who carry out these things don't refuse care, refuse...
And then, okay, that's fine. You just... I feel like for guns,
I feel like you should, just like when you sign over a HIPAA consent form for your doctor to talk outside, I feel like that needs to happen, like... Four guns.
I don't think we need to go that much further.
I think that's all. That's real. That's a far reach.
I agree with your mom here. I mean, there's a lot of things that we want to keep private, like the HIPAA concerns, that, you know, mental health concerns and stuff like that. However, I'm all for, and I've said this before, this is my idea. You know, like, we have to, you know, when we turned the age of 16, we wanted to get the driver's license. We had to get the, you know, driver's permit. We had to drive.
Do all the safety stuff. Classes.
At the age of 16, we were doing it. We didn't care. Like, whatever hurdle we had to do to drive.
I still think that a psychological evaluation should be required for gun ownership.
And we should have a DMV. We should have a Department of Firearms where people go get licensed, official. Get everything uphold. Like, why do you want to buy a gun? Is it for hunting? Is it for practicing? Is it for just recreational shooting? Is it to protect yourself? Mm-hmm. Have you been bullied? Are you just afraid of your life for some reason? Mm-hmm. Let's catch him right then and there. So when you go to a gun store, okay, you check off the box. I got my. It's another form of identification.
I don't think it's any of their business.
But you know what though? I think it would help with prevention, because here's the thing. Collecting information helps us understand what's going on. So if we do enough surveys upon allowing for someone to purchase a gun, we can collect information. There's, you know, filling out what their intentions are, the, you know, all these things.
But you have to fill in the who is the we? Is it the guy behind the counter? The gun shop owner.
Look. But hear me out. When these things occur, wouldn't you love to have that information? Wouldn't you want to be able to look and be like, okay, maybe if we see some similarities between applications, we'll be able to flag those applications, be like, hey, maybe we should have this guy see a psych evaluator, you know, before selling him this weapon. Yeah, maybe it's a little bit of overstep of privacy, but, like, you also have a weapon that can kill people and cause these tragedies. The least you can do is fill out a survey.
Yeah, basically. I'm with that. I mean, because it's a lot easier right now to, like, for a kid to get a gun than it is for him to buy a lottery ticket.
To go to an adult store.
Or
to start a business. Or to go to college.
To better
their life.
All that stuff. It's like, if there's like things in place. Like, if a kid wants to go buy a beer at a store and he's underage, everybody, like, any, I don't know any alcoholic establishment that's going to sell a kid a beer. I mean, I remember my age, you know, my mom used to send me to a note, well, not my mom, but my uncle would just send me to the store with a note and say, hey, can you sell my kid? You know, here's my ID and everything else like that. And at my age, liquor store was like, no. And this is in the south side of Chicago where, yeah, you know, we did a lot of legal stuff, you know, buy a pack of cigarettes or something like that. Kids were going to buy their, you know, their parents a pack of cigarettes or buy them some alcohol because they were too lazy to go do it.
The and whole now, point is, like, now, like, alcohol is dangerous for kids.
Yeah, and they did something about it. So now this gun thing, it is like, do something about it. Let's make it more difficult. Let's
we can't it, just like start keep talking step. About it or about it. Keep pushing back on.
No,
we can't keep pushing back on regulation when what else? We're not doing anything. We see that unregulation isn't working.
Yeah. No, thoughts and prayers are not working. I'm sorry. It just
it's not enough.
It's just not enough. It's just
policy and change.
Policy and change. That's what we got to do now. And I mean, I know people are, being that this is a military broadcast radio, there's some people out there, you know, that
I
love
lost
that
a
sucker.
Couple fans yeah, today.
They're going to be upset with what I'm saying. I'm not concerned with that. I'm not. I will take my, yeah.
This is not, listen, this is for anybody who's that. Upset. It's not about it's, you. It's about the victims.
It's about
those who are grieving right now. It is about the safety of this, our children in America. It's the safety of of everyone.
And I know a lot of people think, like, oh, how are we going to prevent, you know, getting the guns to, you know, the bad people? Well, this kid bought it legally. He bought this kid waiting for the
And there are things that we can do to break down the black market for gun, like, assembled guns.
Stricter
you know,
laws.
I wonder, of course, we don't know what background the kid had, that there was maybe any juvenile delinquency. All of those kinds of records are sealed and unknown.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the background of this situation, but perhaps, like, there's a...
I mean, why would we need to know the background?
With the severity of the things that we're seeing at a much younger age, even in terms of the perpetrators,
right.
Do we need to make those records more known so that...
I don't think the knowingness of the records is prevalent.
We're asking about knowledge, about... We want information. Well, criminal information about a young person before...
Well, here's the thing. Like, okay, you said the whole filling out a survey was overstepping, but I think unsealing juvenile records is overstepping as well. Mm-hmm. You know, because when we are kids, our brains are not fully developed. And I don't think as adults we should be penalized for that. Now, even in these extreme cases, heck, when was the time to evaluate them? At 18.
Yeah, the guy who, the young man who did the shooting in Buffalo, there was history and so on and so forth that I can't even articulate what the details were.
No,
because I've read them and I've not remembered them. But once he was outside of the school situation and graduated from high school, well, then it went right into whatever it went into. And, you know,
it's terrible. I mean, just talking about that, you know, teen in Buffalo, I mean, you will see that, you know, that he was doing, he was posting stuff. I mean, everything is out there
The world, every single sign that he was going to do something insane
was out there.
There was every opportunity to get that weapon out from his possession.
I mean,
beforehand.
I took an FBI, you know, like, you know, when you're in the military, you get three classifications.
Mm-hmm.
It's classified, secret, and top
secret.
I had secret too. And they go into your life in depth, but just secret.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I tried to go for top secret. Oh my.
Oh my God.
Oh, they knew stuff that I didn't even know about myself. I mean, they went in depth.
Mm-hmm.
In depth. You had to fill out this, you know, like, we had to fill out this 30-page application. And after you fill out this 30-page plus application, you got to sit in front of an FBI agent. And they question you about your life. Like, what happened on this date? What happened with this person? What happened? And it they dig through everything. So don't tell me that the capability is not there.
Yeah, the capability
is there.
It's there.
And it's more prevalent.
But we're not, as citizens, all endeavoring to work for the government.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, but not everybody wants to own a gun. It's like, if you want to own a gun...
Yeah, exactly. You go through an abbreviated version of that.
We can do it.
We can do that.
There's a pathway. The infrastructure's there. We've been doing it for decades. We need to do it at a larger scale so that we don't have so many guns unregulated in America, where these things keep reoccurring every freaking day. I am sick of it. We are all exhausted.
Black Sugar Radio. Black Sugar Radio. We can get to some music. Try to lighten up the news. Sorry that it's not a traditional, you know, fun vibe. Hopefully we can do this next week if there's not another mass shooting. But we're going to get back to some music for a little bit. There's a little music break going on. We'll have some more with Avery. Ringo. And Ringo and me.
Ringo's here. Definitely been making himself known.
Exactly. Black Sugar Radio. Black Sugar Radio is the fact.
Live your life, girl, you only have one alone. Enough man hurt you before, just God alone. Don't make them stress you out, pop lungs, sad alone. Single, you stand alone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm really, really loving your body. Body, yeah, yeah, yeah. Know you only here to party. Party, yeah, yeah. Let me tell you straight up, big old man thing. Me no day up on the preaching, bag a long thing. Tell you be a sweet lies, know that a wrong thing. Energies link we together, this no planting. Big man keep it real, we no fella. Be a man a whisper in your ears and pop color. Tell you about this and about that and about buy and about shop, you never ask them for your dollar. I just wanna chill with you, chill with you. Relax and build with you, build with you. If you wanna clear your mind now, I just wanna roll with you, roll with you. Take you to bowling, probably bowl with you. I just wanna clear your mind now. You're beautiful, I'll be the one to tell you. First, put your worries and your problems in a purse. Ever blessed and there is never a reason for your curse. I me tell you, I me tell you, I me tell you, girl. Every motion and emotion of it work. If you're dropping out the ocean, still up. Surf. If you did it before and did it again, that mean you're in reverse. Be a new life if you search, girl. Happy for the link up. There's a million things to think of. If you wanna have a drink, you know it's all on me. I just wanna chill with you, chill with you. Relax and deal with you, deal with you. If you wanna clear your mind up, I just wanna roll with you, roll with you. Take your bowling, probably bowl with you. I just wanna chill with you tonight or today. Me a man a look ya, no way Jose. I just wanna, really wanna, single girl, tell me ready.
Allow me to show you something.
I'm in my bag, sometimes it's like that. Get yourself out of
sight, out of world. Mind like on a roll. Talk like she can get me hot with the convo. Then we fight like Battle of the Alamo. What you do? Oh, here we go. Skin caramel, fine like baby hair, cute. But she gon' raise a lot of hell. Truth is, I'm running out of lies to tell. New chick after new chick. I done lost count of excuses about why we can't be exclusive. Yeah. But I'll be damned if I lose it. I can't say I never knew it. I kept playing with your heart, that was foolish. Sometimes when I think what we could have been, hoping and dreaming we get back good again. Festival season, we thought it never end. Holding your hand, holes in my plans, tears in your eyes. Walking out the doctor's office, feeling dead inside. Baby, don't cry, know you're terrified. Girl, so am I. If he is the good peace of mind, I hope we both find.
That young Sinatra Force right here.
Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
It's been like 10 years. Here we go. Yeah.
Visualizing and realizing my life is crazy, popping like Jay-Z. Dirty dancing on the game like Swayze. I'm one of the innocent, never ready to kill us. It's so amazing. I've been blazing. I'm talking grass, I ain't talking crazy. They just sit the tape while I sip shots. Let the haters kick rocks. My this tip top, but never flip flop. Why? Cause my soul too strong. Did this all on my own, cause waiting took too long. The flow sophisticated, all these youngins do is whine like they inebriated. I'm hated, but yeah, that's how you know I made it. I'm one of the illest, I'm one of the realest, I'm one of the killers. The people, they feel us. Me and my team made millions, but you know we still us. That's why they wanna kill us, that's why they wanna kill us. Rap pack, real all the time, we never phony. I'm single-handedly running the game like a Sony. But the rest of these rappers is acting. Pass them to Tony, pass them to Oscar. From the new school rappers, yeah, I'm the illest on the roster. Smoke like a roster, black and white like Bob Marley. Yeah, like Bob Marley. These racist motherfuckers hate that last line. Probably haters on the internet ain't got nothing to bargain. Said I'd never make it, bitch, I just sold out the garden.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we sip scotch like Sinatra screaming motherfuck the cops. They say they want the old option, the one that flow like a faucet. I'm still the same me, they just don't believe it like they agnostic. If I spit over the boom bath, then they perceive it as nostalgic. But the truth is, my subject matter has been the same, and my production selection is still flame. But they love you on the come up cause you ain't tainted by fame, and you still they little secret. That's the type of bullshit that they frequent. From 19 to 2019, been murdering this shit for a decade. From the boom bap to the trap, I let my shit cascade. Listen, yeah, yeah. So what's the dilly? Pass the Philly, get silly. That's on the really. We snapping like Uma Thurman and Kill Bill. I'm talking Achilles. Try to play me like I ain't me, but I provided all the deets. Who you know worth 50 million? Still rapping on breakbeats. From Nasty Nas, Big L Tribe, The Roots, and many more. Of course, we can never forget Biggie and Young Shakur. The police. No, we ain't f***ing with El Pastor. I'm the bastard that mastered the flow. Said it once before for show. While six produced the kicks from the soul, you already know. These youngins talking out of they with no class. I'm here to school them. Just that real sh**, I'm never fooling. I'm killing these squares, we call it the massacre. I got the bread, but these f- need the dough like a baker. The legends above me love me like the RZA, like Nas, like Jay. Cause I'm ass.
blessed afloat from back in the day. Respected by my peers from Drizzy to Cole to Kenny. Thank you for the love and inspiration plenty. Yeah, I'm loved by many and only hated by a little. Now I think it's time to switch the lyricism, peep the riddle. I was born in condition, I'm everybody's life mission. Alright, listen, put me round your neck and I might glisten. The ultimate connect, I get you anything you need. From good credit to good weed, I can make any woman succeed. Control you with the heart of greed, along with anybody that's in need, I make them beg and plead. I'm in the pocket of mafia, crime lords and presidents. Without me, they'll evict you from your residence. Hope wrote about me on dead presidents. Never irrelevant, not a soul on earth would love me if I weren't me. No matter what year I'm in, I'm currency. People that have me, yeah, they power so immense, but people without me make no sense. Yeah, the world revolve around me, the law evolve around me. The shit people do to get a piece of me astound me. Blood stains my face when drug deals go wrong. I'm giving to the greatest athletes when they go long. You could put me in check, but I'm still laughing all the way to the bank. I'm the reason that the Titanic sank. I'm always there for you, yeah, when it comes down to the wire. And some people even tuck me away till they retire. I usually come around on the 1st and 15th. If you owe me to somebody, then they'll leave you beneath. People go crazy when they feel me. In the Middle East, they drill me. If you let your guard down and some people are steal me. I knew these two dudes that's always been homies since 5th grade. Always scheming on the block, selling crack to get paid. Now they never graduated, thought that shit a charade. Only thing on their mind that wasn't me was get laid. And one day, they had a falling out on the block. See, one thought the other one had been stealing his rock. Cause he could've sworn he had more weight in the stock. Pulled out the Glock and his homie out stopped. But before he had the chance to pull the trigger, oh shit, here come the cops. They saw the gun and blew them both away. Now there's two more kids dead in the street. All before 20, over me, the most important thing to man, money.
Life's a bitch and then you die, that's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die, that's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die, that's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go.
Life's a bitch and then you die, that's why we sip scots. Like Sinatra screaming, motherfuck the cops.
Just some motherfucking kids. We love and miss you, Mac. For those of y'all who don't know, man, Mac is the whole reason that I started doing this Young Sinatra shit. I remember I love Lord Finesse, all the shit he did with.
Yeah, yeah, it's that little Chico poop boom, Mr. Throw Fast like that. Yeah, it's that little Chico poop boom, Mr. Throw Fast like that. Can you listen live online 24/7? You know what it is.
It's Nelly.
This is Rihanna. Let's get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G. And I hope y'all ready for the bombest motherfucker to ever grace the airwaves in this thing.
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy, Soulja Boy. Tell him.
Yo, what's up? Usher.
This is NBR.
Sorry that you had to come in here, you know, during this day. It just, you know, I have, you know, this conversation. Again, we're more of a radio show. We like to have fun. We like to, I just wouldn't have felt right having fun today with this tragedy happening to the state of Texas and this nation. So, getting back to your point, talking to Avery's mom. So you were saying, you know, like, we shouldn't be, like, getting so much into people's lives. It's a slippery slope. That's what your point was. A slippery slope going into people's backgrounds and, you know, trying to find out more information about them.
Well, it's not so much a slippery slope as it is a double-edged sword.
Okay.
So let's say it serves the purpose. You have an agency. It serves a purpose by gathering information about whatever, and it serves a good purpose. But now you've empowered that agency to have certain information. Now, the agency doesn't go away. Now you put in some knuckleheads in there, and they decide that, well, we're not only going to use this agency to determine this, we also want this information. So now, on the questionnaire, we're going to add another question.
Yeah, but like that, you know, that's not going to happen within an individual government organized agency without an extreme amount of oversight. You have to understand, like, that
happens all the time.
I'm with your mom on that one. Yeah, there's, I don't care how much oversight there is. I mean, we got mad when we found out Apple was using our data.
Well, I mean,
to figure out, you know, what we
once you let the government get into your business, now they have a right. We all, as a community of people,
I feel like as a person just existing and not wanting guns, you should be able to have everybody else get interviewed to get a gun because that's everybody else's safety. So what about you, the individual?
What I'm trying to sort of limit the discussion to the point at hand, which is, you know, empowering, say, a government agency or a newly created government agency or new standards of approval, whatever you want to call it. And so you have a questionnaire and people answer it and it passes or fails or whatever. But the agency continues to exist. And new people become employees of that agency and they have different ideas about what information they really should have about you. And maybe then as a member of the public, you start saying,
I don't know. I mean, you're introducing more problems, less solutions. If you think about it, there's a solution to prevention when it comes to the leak of information. If we are taking proper protocols, say this person gets approved, just like we seal records for adolescents, we can seal those records unless a violent crime occurs. You know, I mean, I think that's a fair argument.
That's a fair argument. I mean, I'm still leaning towards your mom, you know, what she's saying, that, like, you know, we're getting out there, you're getting evaluated, they're collecting all this data. The government's collecting a lot of data on,
isn't the same thing happening when you go see a mental health counselor?
And it's kept private.
But yes, but like, if we could do that with counseling, we can do this with the initial process.
No, I'm in total agreement of, like I said, my idea has always been, like, have a Department of Firearms.
Like, I believe privacy is important, but also,
if you really want a gun, you will go to any links to go get that gun.
Exactly.
I mean, like, if I want a passport, I go through all links to go get that passport because I want to leave the country.
Exactly.
When I wanted a license,
But traveling doesn't hurt anyone.
Yeah, but look at the links you have to go through to get a passport.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the links that you have to go through to get a license.
It should be easier to get a gun, period.
So, a couple of friends of ours back home were applying for their concealed weapon.
Weapon,
a license, and you know, I think it was the sheriff's department. My husband was a referral for a couple of them, and when they called and talked to my husband, they asked rather personal questions with regard to his knowledge about them, and, you know, obviously he didn't have access to mental health information, but his familiarity with them in general, and have they ever kind of behaved this way?
For everyone who's listening, what state? Like, you know, just for reference for those listening, what state are we talking about?
This is New York State. New York State. And they asked a lot of questions that kind of determined a bit of whether the person was stable, was ever known to be unstable, was.
Do they hate black people?
Well, no. I mean,
What are they at? I mean, but they mean.
Does anybody say that?
Actually. These are questions we are totally avoiding. I don't think they're asking hard enough questions, but to be fair, New York is a lot stricter and has a lot more protections in place than the rest of the country.
Yeah, the same I could say about,
we
like,
have the same tragedies.
And we still, like, we have the same tragedies.
So, you know, what do you make of that?
So, here's the thing, you know, like, I'm glad you brought up the point of...
But there's usually illegal weapons in New York State. These, like, order the parts and assemble it yourself.
I'm glad
Or taking guns from out of state into that state. Okay, anyway.
I'm glad, you know, you brought up the concealed carry, because I took a concealed carry class, and I thought that was, like, the perfect introduction to, like, you know, gun ownership. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the perfect... I mean, bar that the concealed carry part.
But just general gun ownership.
General gun ownership, yeah. Just, like, they wanted to see how you handled a weapon, how you... They told you what you conceived of as a threat. You know, all these other things. They go through a little bit more background. You use that as a baseline and add just a couple little bit more elements to it. I think that would be if everybody had to go through that type of training
in the beginning,
just you know, just to own a gun and go through a little bit of background reference, like why you want to own a gun, what's the purpose.
Well, I don't see a problem with that.
Exactly.
Do you think that would also mean raising the bar for concealed?
Yes. I mean, I think it should be. I mean, again, if you want it bad enough, you're going to go out there.
I don't think there's anything wrong with more education ever. You know,
right. More is better than less.
Exactly.
I mean, people were, you know, back in the day, I think, was it Clinton, when they had the Brady rule where you had to wait 7 days people to own a gun or something like that, 7 day background check.
The Brady law.
Yeah, the Brady law. You know, you must wait 7 days to purchase a gun. People were, you know,
and that's
upset.
An interesting case with John Hinckley, because he's the one who endeavored to assassinate Ronald Reagan,
right?
And put Brady in a wheelchair for the rest of his life, and that's where that bill came from. Interestingly, John Hinckley was a schizophrenic, is clinically, and was hospitalized, and then lives with his mom,
right,
and has been absolutely no danger to anybody when he takes his medicine. He wasn't taking his medicine. And, you know...
Okay, so, like, if people are on certain medications, should people who need these medications be barred from gun ownership?
I don't think barred.
Is that like a...
I
don't know.
When you say barred from gun ownership, I think that's where everybody is
kind of freaks
scared.
Out.
Yeah, freaks out.
The whole yes or no,
why
black
would I be,
or white.
Yeah, exactly. So
I think, don't want one.
No, I get it. I mean, it's not something that everybody should have. Let's just say that. Like, a gun is something that everybody shouldn't have. However... if you want to be a gun owner, you should be able to take a safety class. You should be able to take a, I guess, like, you know, like I said, the concealed carry course. No, when is there
I don't
right
think it should be something that you can just sit through. I think it needs to be a back and forth conversation. You have material, you're answering questions. You're also going into ethics, you know, the ethos of gun ownership.
Right.
You know, why would you own a gun?
Why do you want a gun? I think that's,
like,
the most
and also easy.
But what about the
to
answer to that question, which could be,
it could be
none of your business?
If it's none of your business, okay.
You okay, know, but look, it is
I'm
your
gonna,
business.
I'm
do
gonna
I
look.
Have to have? Does somebody have to have a reason that somebody agrees with?
Well,
do that.
What do you when you come into the United States or you? You travel to a different country, the first thing they ask you is this business or leisure?
Yeah.
And you're not going to tell them none of your business because you're going to be at the airport.
Yeah, but that's a pretty benign question.
But it's like there's a different
question.
It's a little, yeah, it's like it is our business.
It is our business. Why do you want to, like, I mean, understand, like, why do you want to
And also, if your answer is none of your business, that's more reason
that's
for me to think
that
you
nobody's
going to
nobody's gonna actually say that, but the reason I say
I ask, like, when I meet friends that I find out have guns, I, of course, want to know, hey, why do you have a gun. Sometimes it's I go on solo backpacking trips and I have it for protection against moose.
Or bears or something or, like that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And like recently I'm one of my friends, I found out she carries a concealed firearm because she has a stalker that she's had to, you know, report and put restraining in all these things. So, you know, we have our reasons. We don't want to take away from that.
And it's fair to say, like, hey, I want it for protection, home protections. Okay, cool. You want it for home protection. Okay.
It shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be dismissive, none of your business. Yeah, it is. Because how do we know you're not going to be like that 18-year-old who just shot up that elementary school?
Can you imagine, say, someone is in a domestically violent relationship and they on the sly kind of want to get something. They don't want to necessarily tip anybody off as to what their situation is.
Yeah, but their first step in safety and aligning themselves with safety is not getting a gun. It's going to a DV shelter, and they're gonna have to talk to somebody.
Your mom made a great point. Like, say, like, okay, say it's not the
because
person.
She could kill someone.
Wait. No, I'm not talking about the female.
He or she.
I'm not talking about the female. I'm talking the
victim. The victim.
I'm talking about the assailant. Let's say like that, and let's say the assailant wants to, you know, hey, you got through a crazy breakup. If I can't have you, no one can. That's something that's to be evaluated. Like, okay, did you just?
And those kind of things happen all the time.
Exactly.
There are women die from domestic violence.
Exactly.
And I mean, and men are victims.
Divorce. Yes. Have you been through a divorce? Yes. A better divorce. I mean, are you giving Johnny Depp and
Are you going to give Amber Heard a gun?
Exactly.
Ever? Like, no.
No, I'm saying Johnny Depp or either Johnny Depp. You know what I'm saying? Even after we watched that whole thing, I'm not giving neither one of them a gun. I'm not selling them nowhere near a gun.
Yeah. We ain't giving Will Smith a gun either.
Oh my God, what a knucklehead.
It's like that, though. Like, we see, like, the temperature. We see, okay, this person is... And again, it goes with all the stuff that's TikTok and Facebook and everything. Oh, let me look through your social media. Oh, what do you mean about this? What do you mean about...
I think there needs to be a whole agency that has kind of, like... legal gun oversight, in a sense where it should be
already there.
Yeah, but like how? Who does the average citizen know how to report to these agencies if they see suspicious behavior?
It's taking a class, they should know all that information.
Like, I don't know on own a gun. I have never owned a gun. I've never taken a class to own a gun. And so I'm not entirely familiar what the process is, but if like that information is taught in the class, like.
And it's, I mean, like I said, I'm a gun enthusiast myself. I take plenty of, I go to a shooting range.
Right.
I practice. And I go to a shooting range and I know the people that are trained with weapons. It's easy. And then people that have never, you know, just bought a gun, just say, hey, you know, look what I got. You know, it's easy to see those people. Like, I'm saying about a few months ago, I was watching this one kid. He was up there, like, he's like, I brought this gun, and he put the wrong bullets in.
Oh, my gosh.
He literally put the wrong bullets in the gun, jammed his gun up. The gun instructor was like, yo. Then he brung his girlfriend in, who was wearing flip-flops at the time.
Oh, no.
You know, at the gun range, and, you know, and then I'm sitting there next to him. Only thing I hear is, like, baby, don't do that. You don't handle a gun like that. I jumped out the booth and was like, yo.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be here.
I don't want to be there because this could be.
But that's the thing. Like, putting everybody in a class setting that wants to get a gun, like, there's going to be a way to see those kind of behaviors. You're going to see who's going to respect the weapon as we're taking it apart and loading it and cleaning it.
All that stuff can be deterrent or, you know, if you want it bad enough, you can learn. Again, Black Sugar Radio, we got 10 more minutes. Let's do one more song and then close off the show. Sorry that, you know, we're not doing the fun show that we always do as always. It's a sad day in America as always. It seems to be like normal. Like, these mass shootings are starting to be normal American occurrence. No other country goes through this. It's just our country. Our country goes through this.
And we have the facilities.
But do we really know that?
We do know that.
The statistics are where?
I mean, you can see the news. How many times have you seen the news that, you know, the in news? Chile, you know, kids been shot? You know, I know it. I know with my time living in Europe, I've never seen it. And I've lived there 10 years.
There's been a lot of slaughters.
There's been slaughters, yeah. But not,
you got to realize when something is an outlying occurrence and when it's a regular occurrence.
Yeah,
these are regular occurrences.
These are regular occurrences.
Like, yeah, stuff There's happens in other countries, but here it is so freaking regular. It's like getting up and eating cereal in the morning.
Yes, yeah, it's been more mass shootings than days than years.
There have been more mass shootings than I've had bowls of cereal this year.
It's crazy.
Let me just throw this in.
All right.
What we don't know, what is not reported, are the situations that were averted because somebody was able to defend or say, hey,
those get reported. Those get reported.
You know what I'm
shows,
saying?
Podcasts.
That there was somebody who had a firearm that was going to rob or harm or whatever, and that was stopped because somebody had the ability to defend themselves.
Anytime that
those
there is
we
media
don't know
to,
about
no,
they, it, and they don't make it on the news.
They do make it on the news. They're all, I guess, maybe just
well,
the news that you're watching.
They don't make it on the news because they're not newsworthy.
Let's get to some music right quick. Wait, we're going to close this show out here. Black Sugar Radio. We're going to get back in. We're going to start talking in it later.
Mother-daughter relationships.
It is, I swear. Black Sugar Radio. Black Sugar Radio is in effect.
Keep it 100 from my head down to my toes. Back up on my bullshit, back up on the move. Touchdown in my hometown, got nothing to lose. I am on my own now, I am in control now. I need you to go now, I can fix my own crown. Back up on my bullshit, back up on the scene. Done dealing with you, don't know how to deal with me. Done fucking with you, don't know how to love me. Done dealing with you, so I'm back, yeah.
See you with your ex, I see you still about your old ways. Might just see him for the weekend, you say that's a cold play. I be feeling triggered, I don't know how to let it go. Really, you ain't chillin', I know I'm too emotional, hey, hey. Putting me through it, he's the only thing that's been getting me through it. He be coming through with it, and I hope you cool with it. Met your roommate, put him on my to-do list. Doing me, back up on some new shit. Everything in between, I'm out here, I'm getting stupid. I'm done being exclusive, and you know the truth is that these niggas is useless. I'm
back on my bullshit, back up on the scene. Out here acting foolish, like I'm 17. I just bought a new whip, don't need gasoline. I just seen your new. Boost my self-esteem. Back up on my bullshit. Back up on the scene. Done dealing with you. Don't know how to deal with me. Done fucking with you. Don't know how to love me. Done dealing with you. So I'm back. Yeah. Yeah.
Dak. Listen live online 24/7. You know what it is.
It's Melly.
This is Rihanna. Let's get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G. And I hope y'all ready for the bombest motherfucker to ever grace the airwaves in this town.
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy, Songz and Boy. Tell them.
Yo, what's up? This is Usher.
This is NBR.
Sugar Radio. Black Sugar Radio is in effect on NBR. That's about it. We got like 5 more minutes left in the show. And, sorry for the non-traditional show that we usually have, but I just didn't feel right of having a traditional funny laugh out loud show that we usually have because of the tragedy that just happened again in Oglave, Texas. The count is 18 kids, 2 adults, who have been tragically gunned down yet again in America. It's a sad day, you know. Sad just happened, you know, just happened while I was going on air. Just found out the news and had to scratch the whole show plan just to do that. But I'd like to thank my guests. Yeah, as always, Avery's mom.
Thank you for having me. Lucky me that I happened to be in town on such a very, very sad day. Maybe one day I can visit and we'll have a fun program.
Definitely fun program. I want to see all the Avery's family members here, actually. You know, I saw the dad, and I saw the, you know, the mom. I was, do you have any siblings?
No, I'm an only child.
You're an only child? Oh, explains a lot. Explains a
whatever.
Lot.
Whatever.
Explains a lot.
I'm going to quote you on that, Roddy.
Yeah, no. He doesn't want to bring in his family members, though.
No, actually, I'm going to Chicago in June, so I don't know. I might have to take the show on the road and have you call in. I'm going to be with my family members, and I plan on doing a show down there, so it's going to be
you
cool.
Just put me on speakerphone like that.
No, this is, we got you.
Oh, man, anyway. We're going to be doing new things, studio-wise.
Always doing new things here. And as always, thank Military Broadcast Radio for giving me a voice to tell the story, tell the situation. That's it.
Yeah.
Until next week, for Avery's mom, Ringo, me, Roddy Rod. Ringo's a part of the show too, Mom. You got to learn. He's a part of the show. He makes himself known.
He's my grand dog.
Grand dog. Oh, my God. Right. Black Sugar Radio, and we are out.
Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these be at when they said they doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap. Hey, shawty come sit on my lap. Hey, they saying Drizzy just snap. This in between us is not like a store, this isn't a closable gap. Hey, I see some attack and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these be at when they said they doing all this and all that?
I'm in the trenches, relax. Can you not pet that little boy in the club? Cause we do not listen to rats. We in Atlanta, I buy her wig. She telling me Tay is the best. Pointed at the who act like a killer, but you only one from the net. I'm like the baby, I'm not just a rapper. You play with me, you
money's hard to make, so I bet they on their face right now. I know that they at the crib going crazy, down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing, slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these be at when they say they doing all this and all that? When he tell the story, that's not how it went. Know they be lying 100%. Moved out of risk and forgot about it been. Now they just call me to tell me come get it. Now that boy off and I don't want no credit. If it was me, they wouldn't regret it. Let me be dead and now they won't dead it. Yeah. Heart is still beating, my still eating. Back out it look like the garden eating. Pillow talk with him, spilling the tea. And then shorty came back and said she didn't mean it. I know that they at the crib going crazy, down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing, slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, when they say they doing all this and all that.
Tune into The Roddy Show on Military Broadcast Radio, featuring me, Roddy Rod. I'll be playing off my Black Sugar playlist, which is a mixture of hip-hop, R&B, and some of that funkadelic funk. Old school, new school, or whatever hits my vibe for that day, I will do whatever it takes to put you in the mood. So tune in to NBR Tuesdays at 5 Mountain Standard Time, or look for The Roddy Show on NBR app, giving veterans a voice.